Welcome back, sister. I hope that you have been enjoying the episodes. And in this episode, we are going to be talking about dry seasons, and they are so hard to go through, but sometimes so necessary, because God does not waste your pain, not one ounce of it. So any pain that you are going through spiritually, and you feel that you are not connecting with God, and you're finding it hard to open your Bible, friend, I have been there, and I am going to dive in and give you the tools and resources that you need to get out of that wilderness. What's so crazy is I'm recording this episode the week before Easter, and the spiritual attacks have been absolutely insane. I have been talking with my Christian friends, and everyone agrees that everybody is feeling tension. Everybody is feeling some spiritual warfare going on, just finding it hard to open up your Bible and hard to pray and feeling that resistance. So baby, turn up that worship when you aren't feeling it, because I promise what you do in the physical realm will do something incredible in the heavenly realm. So let's dive in. I am Jennifer Brown, wife, girl mom of three, and a generational chain breaker. And sis, you are not here by accident. I want you to know that I have prayed for you. Are you tired of feeling like you have no purpose outside of motherhood? You know God created you for so much more. Have you tried all the MLMs? You've tried making an income at home to help support your family and nothing worked? You desperately want to make an impact and income? Maybe start that online business, but you just don't know how? Then sis, I got you. Because God has set my heart on fire to lead, teach, and inspire other mamas just like you. How to earn online, grow in your Christian faith, and build generational wealth. All from home, raising those kingdom kiddos. So sis, if you are ready to walk in your calling, build that business to glorify God, then put those AirPods in, switch over that laundry, and let's dive into today's episode, because today is the day. Why is it sometimes just so hard to feel connected spiritually? There is times when you just don't feel connected, right? And I want you to know that that's okay, that everybody goes through this, and it's how you handle it that matters. Sometimes we just don't feel like opening our Bibles, or you may not feel like praying or opening up that prayer journal. But friends, we must fight this and open it anyways. So the two things that you need to do to get out of a dry spiritual season, well, first we must worship. And you must worship whenever you don't feel like worshiping. That is your flesh. That is your sin-filled flesh that does not feel like worshiping. That is why it's so important to go against the flesh and feed your spirit. Because you have an enemy who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he is out to get you. He is out to distract you. He is out to get you worrying. He is out to get you caught up in all the mundane tasks of your day. And if he can get you to not open up your Bible because you have a splitting headache, then sister, he will do it. If he wants to stop you from prepping your podcast episode because you have a new puppy who is constantly peeing all over the floor when you just took her out, he will do it, because he just did that to me. You might find that when you are trying really hard to focus, and you are trying really hard to get into God's presence, that you are feeling resistance, that things are happening, circumstances are arising. And this is because the enemy wants to throw you off your game. He wants to throw you off your focus. He wants to throw you off doing the thing that God has put you on this earth to do. I was trying so hard and keeping my eyes on God, and there were so many distractions. So I'm going to share a little story with you. One person who doesn't even know that she made such a huge impact on my life. I was able to learn real strategic habits for studying the Bible. And her name is Jane Johnson. She is a writer, author, teacher, speaker, And now she is a podcaster. And I'll actually share her podcast down in the show notes below. But I've never been so excited about someone launching a podcast before. So I just absolutely love her. I've read one of her books. I've done one of her Bible studies. And she is incredible. But I wanted to share a quick story with you that she shared in her podcast trailer. She said every time she was trying to record her voice, because she was thinking about like doing podcasting and stuff, her car alarm would randomly go off. This happened so many times. She would be flowing and going and she would have to stop because of this dang car alarm. It was really messing up her flow and the tone of her voice while trying to record her God-led content. And if that isn't an attack from the enemy, then I don't know what is. This kind of stuff happens all the time. And you know what? A lot of people do not give the devil enough credit. Yes, it is him. When sometimes I try to post things in my stories and I am working on making a reel on Instagram, guess what happens? All of a sudden, the captions options is not there. Or it won't let me add the song that I want to add because it's a Christian song. I had an online marketing business that was not God-centered before this business. And those things never happened to me. I never had reels mess up so much in my life. I've never had stories mess up so bad to where I work so hard to create something. I hit post on the video and then half of the stuff, my voice was either muted or the captions were messed up. The text I had put on the screen messed up and was glitching. This never ever happened in my old business when I was just doing online marketing. When I switched to a Christian-based business and I was teaching and preaching and proclaiming the good news of Jesus, boom, all this stuff started happening. And it's because I have an enemy. I have a target on my back. And the devil does not want me sharing the good news. He doesn't want you sharing the good news. He doesn't want you in your Bible. He does not want you praying. He does not want you to worship. So we have to fight our flesh when our flesh doesn't feel like worshiping. When our flesh doesn't feel like opening up our Bible. Friends, we have to do it anyways because you are fighting an enemy. In Ephesians 6, it says that our fight is not against flesh and blood. Our fight is against the evil and dark forces and principalities. Friend, you are fighting the devil. So how do we get out of this? How do we get out of this dry season where we feel like we can't open our Bible, where we feel like we can't pray? What do we do? Well, this is where discipline comes through. Because we have to do the things that you don't want to do, that you know you need to do. You need to be memorizing scripture for the times that the devil is tempting you and distracting you. Because scripture is how we fight. And worship is where we can be connected and united with God. So we need to worship and we need to pray. Worship and pray. Those are the two things. This is how you get out of that awful season of dryness. Whenever you do these things anyways, there is always fruit every single time. Even if you feel like nothing come out of you worshiping and you prayed and you feel like you didn't feel God's presence. Friend, I have been here and I know what this is like, but you have to just keep pushing through. You have to keep trying. You have to pray and worship. They go hand in hand. Why does this happen? Why do we go through these struggles? Well, I believe it's for many different reasons. I believe that it's to build character. I believe it's because you have that enemy, right? You have to learn how to fight him. You have to learn how to put your armor on and do the spiritual disciplines that you are supposed to be doing every single day. You must push on. You're going to build those muscles because you are going to be made stronger. You have to worship and pray. And I want you to think about breathing, right? Breathing, it takes two actions. The first action is inhaling. The act of breathing in oxygen, right? That's the first act. The second act is exhaling, the act of breathing out carbon dioxide. Breathe in, worship, and breathe out, prayer. You must do these two actions to get fresh air into your body. your body needs this oxygen to live. And you have to do these two actions. You have to breathe in and breathe out. Sister, your spirit needs worship and prayer to live, to be fed. They must work in unison. Breathe in worship and breathe out prayer. This act over and over will produce life in your soul. You will be able to get out of that dry season, walking through that wilderness with dry bones, because God is calling you to the spring of water. He is calling you to be planted next to that stream. He is calling you to breathe in and out, and He is calling you to worship and to pray. You will grow, you will thrive, you will fight off the enemy, but you must worship and pray. And friend, you have to pray hardest when it's hardest to pray. You have to throw that worship on, even if you don't feel anything. I promise you are doing something in the heavenly realm whenever you step over and you go against your flesh. I love that breakthrough moment of being in that prayer and finally hearing God. And it comes with obedience. It comes after you prayed and you worshiped when you didn't feel like it. You're going to have that breakthrough on the other side. You are going to get it. But you have to keep pushing through. You have to keep breathing. You have to breathe in and out. Remember, breathe in, worship, breathe out, prayer. Worship, prayer. Worship, prayer. Worship, prayer. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. I'm saying this because I want you to get this. I want you to understand how these two things work together. Worship and prayer. Worship and prayer. Breathe in, breathe out. Worship and prayer. Breathe in, breathe out. I want you to say that. I want you to remember this. I want this to be a visual picture where you can never stay stuck in that dry season ever again. I want you to know how to get out. I want you to have success. I want you to grow your relationship with God. I want you to thrive and do what God has called you to do. So I'm actually going to be sharing a really good worship song that I absolutely love. I'm going to put it down in the show notes below. And this is your action steps. I've told you what to do. Now this is your action to actually do it. I want you to go listen to that worship song that I'm going to post in the show notes. I want you to go get in a quiet place, whether it be in your car, maybe it's in your bathroom or your closet, maybe just close your door in your bedroom, wherever you are. Get in a quiet place. Maybe you got to put those AirPods in while you're doing the dishes. Mama, I want to remind you that God meets you where you are. You don't have to go find a perfect place. He will meet you in the midst of motherhood, whatever task you are doing. But make that time for Him. We have technology that makes our life so much easier nowadays. You can put those headphones on and you can listen to that worship song. And if you've never heard the song, of course you're not going to know the words. But I want you to listen to every single word, and I want you to let it wash over you and just wash you clean. I want you to listen to it and just really soak in this song, because it is so good. I promise you're going to love it. You are going to love it. You're going to want to put it on repeat, and it is going to be so good. And I pray that as you listen to it, friend, I pray over you. I pray that God would reach His hand down, and that He would pull you out of that dry season, because He did for me. And if He did it for me, friend, I know that He can do it for you too. All right, I got airplanes flying over the house, so you're probably hearing that humming, but I'm just gonna keep going. Now, the second act that I want you to do after spending time in that worship, I want you to pray, and I want you to ask God to reveal Himself to you. I want you to ask God to help you feel it in your soul, to feel His presence all around you. And I want you to ask God to help you get out of that dry season. Say, God, rescue me. Get me out of this dry season. And make it a habit to have some worship with some prayer, just like breathing in and breathing out. And this is going to get you out of that dry season. This is going to get you out of the wilderness with dry bones that you have been walking through, that you are desperate to get out of. It's not a fun place to be. It's not. But we have to push through that barrier. You have to continue to push through and do the act anyways. when you don't feel like doing it. And friend, if you go to do it and you go and you listen to the song and you have that time in prayer and nothing happened, please do it again. Do it again the next day, and then the next day, and then the next day. Just the way that you have to breathe in and breathe out. You have to keep breathing to keep giving your body the oxygen, right? So I want you to think about it like that. You have to keep trying. You can't just do it one time or two times or three times or even for a week and then expect your life to change. And then the week after you didn't worship and pray, and then you feel like your spirit is dying. You feel like your spirit is starved, because you have to feed your spirit every single day, just like we feed our bodies every single day. Just like we take that breath in and out. Worship and prayer. Worship and prayer day in and day out. And do not stop doing this. I promise, I bet it doesn't even take that many times before you come out of this dry season that you are in. But you can't give up, and you have to stay the path. Remember, God did not call us to be perfect, but He asked us to stay the path. He's not asking for perfection. He just doesn't want you to give up. He just wants that relationship with you. He just wants you to be there and be like, hey, God, it's me again. I'm just thinking about you. Can't tell you how many times I will go through my day and I just think about God. And I'm like, hey, God, I just wanted you to know I'm thinking about you. You know, He knows I'm thinking of. Like, He can read your mind. He knows what you're thinking. But the fact that you stop in your day and you acknowledge Him and say, hey, God, like, I love you. I'm thankful for you. Like, that does so much. And He is so grateful, I know. And friend, just remember, breathe in worship and breathe out prayer. You got this. Hey sis, thank you so much for listening. I really hope this episode inspired you. And if this podcast has encouraged you in any way, please, please leave me a review on Apple Podcast and share this with someone you know needs this blessing. And don't forget to check out my free masterclass at www.simplyjenniferbrown.com. But friend, before you go, I would love to pray a blessing over you. One that my sweet friends, Pastor Josh and Pastor Wendy, always pray over our church, and something they've shared with me that they pray over their children. And now I pray it over mine, and now I'm going to share it with you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May He lift His countenance upon you and give you peace now and forevermore. I plead the blood of Jesus from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I pray that the Lord goes before you, behind you, above you, and below you, and completely surrounds you. May you be blessed coming in and going out, that you are the head and not the tail, that no weapon formed against you today shall prosper. I pray that God guides every step that you take today, and that others will see Jesus shining through you, that you may lead others to God, so that He may be glorified. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Be blessed, friends, and tune in next week.